Some of the license plate readers will be on police cars. Others will be in fixed locations like utility poles. Police Chief David Brown says the thousands of license plate numbers captured by the cameras would be fed into a database and checked for a match to suspected criminal activity.
That hit flashes in the officer's computer in the car. That person is wanted for murder or wanted for kidnapping. Our intelligence center is alerted, and officers nearby can be told.
The chief expects this technology to enable officers to get more of the serious criminals off the streets. But license numbers and locations of law-abiding citizens are also captured. Dottie Griffith with the ACLU of Texas sees a privacy issue.
There needs to be strict guidelines that define how this is used for law enforcement purposes within very specific parameters. It shouldn't just be a big brother watching you all day, all the time, just in case you do something wrong in the future.
Chief Brown told city council members there will be strict regulations on use of the readers and regular audits. They'll be on public streets only, no private property, and the data collected will be purged every 90 days. Councilmember Von Seal Jones-Hill says she's sensitive to people who have privacy concerns.
But I think this is a balancing test where you balance the privacy concern against the value to the entire city.
Operating guidelines will be posted online for all citizens to see before license plate readers hit the streets. 28 are scheduled to be up and running this spring in the city's top 10 high crime areas. BJ Austin, KERA News.